America is at a crossroad. Never before have we stumbled so spectacularly on the world stage as we have in recent years. The pandemic has brought many of our biggest issues to light. Homelessness and the mental health crisis have reached epidemic levels. Freedom of speech is under threat. Politics has never been more toxic, and corporate greed has reached heartbreaking levels. The climate crisis has brought a dramatic increase in natural disasters. Meanwhile, we stand on the threshold of artificial intelligence, which could serve as the best tool to help us deal with many of these challenges if we can keep the power out of the hands of a few. How do we deal with these many issues? By speaking radically, honestly about these challenges and their solutions. By becoming more enlightened to the facts and raising human consciousness, we can use this unprecedented moment in human history to create the most extraordinary advancement in our collective experience. I'm host Shaman Isis. Welcome to Citizen Journalist.
Hi, and welcome to Blissful Living. I'm your host, Cynthia Leslie. Blissful Living is a spiritual podcast that covers current affairs and topics that affect humanity and its ability to be happy, particularly here in America. Today, we are going to be talking about the sort of collusion between corporate America, the biggest companies in our world, basically, that are based here in America. Our politicians and the media, and how they are colluding to distract us with basically a PTSD reaction to one of five topics that we all like to get very distracted by while they pass rules and laws and scratch each other's backs around the corner. And as this continues, we're losing our rights. That's the topic of today's Blissful Living, which is a short episode. Some of my recent episodes have gone into the 20 to 30 minute zone. So I've decided tonight's episode is going to be quick and kind of fun. And one of my favorite things to talk about in terms of let's talk about solutions, because I feel like, you know, we can sit and pick things apart all we want, but unless we're getting to the place where we're talking about how to solve things, I'm not sure what the point of us just beating our brains to death over things is. I've watched over the last 20 years in my communications career. I started out in the late 90s in PR and have had quite a hand in my 20 years in helping create some of the more interesting areas of communications, such as influencer marketing, personal branding, and brand communications, which are all fields that I created and even coined the terms for. And so I feel like I have some expertise in the media world and in how mass media affects humanity. And so I'm going to be sharing with you something that I keep seeing that I find is a very disturbing pattern. The media has, and they've always done this, but they've gotten really, really bad about manipulating us with coverage, excess coverage of a hot topic. One that's pre-approved by not only their corporate entities that basically own all of our politicians and own all of our media, because there's a handful of companies in this world that basically run everything and run all of the money that does advertising and supports politicians. So basically they're telling people what they should and shouldn't cover and what they'll tolerate, not tolerate. That leaves us with about five things that we can hear in the news media that have us all running to talk to each other, because most of these things set off a trauma response in everybody. And while we're over here being traumatized, and basically they're giving our younger generations post-traumatic stress disorder, a form of it, in my opinion, they're colluding around the corner, taking care of business and scratching each other's backs. And while all of this has been happening, I have been watching the freedoms of the American people, the rights, the human rights of the American people being encroached on and slowly taken away. And people are being tricked and fooled into thinking that things are okay, when in fact, every day that goes by since the coronavirus started, we have continued to lose human rights in this country, and we have had our freedoms encroached upon, and the media is not covering this topic. A good example of this is going to be, I know we've all heard about Roe versus Wade to death, but when that very first happened, I knew immediately, and I actually posted a video about this, my psychic intuition immediately said, there is no way there was a leak from the Supreme Court. That was done purposely to distract the American people. And I even made a video about it within hours of it being announced that there was a leak, telling people not to fall for this because they were using the Roe versus Wade being potentially overturned as a distraction so that we would all be arguing about that, all be talking about that, similar to when mass shootings happened. And I'm not saying that's not a huge issue, but that's a mental health issue in this country. As much as it, yes, gun rights are part of it, but the majority of that is related specifically to the fact that we have no structure to support mental health in this country. The physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional well-being of our generations are being ignored while all this other crap goes on. And it's actually really starting to make me angry. So I want you guys to hear me out on this. So while that Roe versus Wade is being talked about, I've been watching and waiting for something to happen that would say to me, this is one of the things that they were trying to get over on us while we were all distracted. And about 6 days ago, it was about a week ago, the Supreme Court sort of quietly puts out a decision of 6-3 that allows the powers that be to use warrantless searches of homes and basically anything they want, your car, your home, whatever, warrantless searches of people who live within 100 miles of the border. And everybody basically ignored this story because they thought, well, it's just 100 miles of the border, no big deal. The problem with this is that 70%, nearly 70% of the people that live in the United States live within 100 miles of a border, what is technically a border in this country. So while we were all talking about Roe v. Wade and women's rights and, oh, what this could possibly be about, they took away basically the rights of 70% of the people in this country. Now, that rule was at during Obama was apparently at 50 miles, but now that they've doubled it to 100 miles, if you look at a map, you will see that 9 of the 10 most cosmopolitan, most metropolitan, most human-packed areas of this country, 9 of the top cities in this country fall into a zone that is 100 miles from the border. So when you start to look at where population is in the United States and where this zone of our rights falling lands, you will be shocked to see that almost the majority of the people, 2/3 of the people in this country, can have warrantless seizures, searches and seizures of their belongings and have no legal standing, no recourse, no nothing. And I realize that a lot of people dismiss that as, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, you shouldn't care. You should definitely care when your human rights are being taken away from you in this country without a boo from the media, without boo from our politicians, without boo from the powers that be asking us if it's okay for them to take away 70% of our human rights in terms of this specific subject. You guys, we need to wake up. I am frankly disturbed at how many people don't seem to understand that when this is how slavery starts, and we already have a slave system going on in this world where people who aren't the special percentage of people in this world are basically being harvested for, frankly, for their organs too, but for their skill, their work, their labor, while huge corporations, like one in particular that comes to mind, owns everything and is turning the American people into a renting. You know, this is all about renting now. The majority of the people in this country are renting because only a few corporations own the majority of everything. I mean, the majority of our farmland is owned by Bill Gates, which makes the whole food shortage thing look bizarre as heck. Anyway, my point is that while we've all been talking about Roe v. Wade, this happened and 70% of us have a lot less rights. And we're not even talking about it. Media's not even talking about it. And we've got to stop allowing ourselves to be distracted by the shiny topic of the moment that media are throwing out to us that everybody is covering, because it's nothing but distractionary methods, creating a post-traumatic stress disorder reaction within us. so that we can't even think clearly because we're so busy reacting to the news that they're focusing on, and we're not seeing what's really happening. And we've got to start demanding change in this country. We are becoming a world of conscious people who want to live differently. They want things to run differently. Now is the time for us to actually take control, for us to take command, for us to demand our fair rights, and for us to implement as much change as possible, because there's never going to be a better opportunity for us to do this post-coronavirus than it is now, for us to implement the kind of change that is sustainable. We need a sustainable society. We need a sustainable way of running this country. We need to start talking about a universal income, because with AI, that's going to be a done deal. But at the end of the day, we need to be having these conversations out loud. And we, the American people, who are the boss of all of these entities, we are the boss of our government. We are the boss of the corporations that we buy all of our stuff from. And unless we start to demand change and start to go into politics, start to shorten the terms that people can actually stay in office, start to demand change from our politicians very vocally and very seriously, we're going to continue to lose our human rights. Let's all, you know, act together to no longer react to the news media, to no longer let ourselves be taken, hijacked, and be angry and be bitching over here while more serious things are going on over there. I mean, we're too smart now. This world's changed too much. Many of us have come to consciousness. There's an awareness now. There's a percentage of people in this country who are capable of helping the majority of the people in this country by coming together. And that's what I'm asking us to do as an independent. I don't care whether you're a Democrat, an independent, or Republican. I don't care what your political affiliation is. I care whether or not you care about the future of America and the happiness of the people who are living here. It's time for us to have a spiritual foundation, a yogic lifestyle foundation for the American people to enjoy, because that is how you get to consciousness. That's how you become a more content person that doesn't react. And I think that's the kind of change that we should be supporting. Our children should be taught meditation and yoga, and we should be demanding a lot more from our politicians and have them in office a lot less time. So if you want to run for office where you live, please do. We need people who care to be running for office. Anyway, for today's episode of Blissful Living, I am actually wearing an Intention Fashion sustainable tunic. This is a collection that I designed myself. Please visit Intention Fashion if you're interested in sustainable clothing. I like to, you know, wear my own designs, but also wear sustainable clothing. I have a lot of clothing allergies to the chemicals that are used in most clothing these days. So I did the Intention Fashion line. So I had something to wear, but also something to offer you guys. And this piece can be worn over a bathing suit, over a dress. It can be worn with jeans. I mean, it's just an endless multi-purpose fashion essentials that you can wear. So visit intentionfashion.com. And please, please subscribe if you're not already a subscriber to Blissful Living with Cynthia Leslie. I am trying to share consciousness and help spread the word to help other people get to a place where they're no longer reacting in life. I need your support. Please like, share, comment, and check out my social media. It is either under Shaman Isis, which is my healer name, or under Cynthia Leslie, which is my given name. Thank you so much for listening, and I appreciate everyone's support. Have a beautiful, beautiful week this week. It is a gorgeous June out there. Go out and live. Live life. That's what we're meant to do. Anyway, have a beautiful, beautiful day. Thank you so much for listening. Namaste.
America is at a crossroad. Never before have we stumbled so spectacularly on the world stage as we have in recent years. The pandemic has brought many of our biggest issues to light. Homelessness and the mental health crisis have reached epidemic levels. Freedom of speech is under threat. Politics has never been more toxic, and corporate greed has reached heartbreaking levels. The climate crisis has brought a dramatic increase in natural disasters. Meanwhile, we stand on the threshold of artificial intelligence, which could serve as the best tool to help us deal with many of these challenges if we can keep the power out of the hands of a few. How do we deal with these many issues? By speaking radically, honestly about these challenges and their solutions. By becoming more enlightened to the facts and raising human consciousness, we can use this unprecedented moment in human history to create the most extraordinary advancement in our collective experience. I'm host Shaman Isis. Welcome to Citizen Journalist.